If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. You gotta love it. It is week 10 in the National Football League, episode 12 of the Even Money Podcast. I am the former journeyman offensive lineman, five teams, 7 years from 2001 to 2008. A heck of a gig during my 20s, I guess you could say. He is the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting, Mr. Steve Fezzik of pregame.com. You can also follow him like I do at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports on Twitter. I am at Ross Tucker NFL, the official podcast handle at RTF Podcast. That's the way you know exactly when this bad boy drops each and every week. RossTucker.com is always the hub for this podcast, as well as the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaten Podcast. And if you ever need to know how to access this puppy, we've got all the feeds, all the links, Stitcher, iTunes, however it is that you listen to this, you should be able to find at RossTucker.com. And if you'd like to support the podcast in some way because you like it, well, just if you need to buy something online at Amazon, all we ask is that you come to the podcast page first and you click on the banner ad, and that takes you to a landing page which they can track back to us. You can even, when you're bored, bookmark that thing. So if you do buy stuff online, you buy it through the Even Money Podcast here on RossTucker.com. What a week that we had, especially Mr. Fezzik. It's, you know, it's crazy, Steve. You were down 3 weeks in a row after I think you were up the first 5 weeks of the season, and you were down 3 weeks in a row. And last week you won. For week number 9, you won 10 units and didn't lose a bet. You were 6-for-6, I believe, on the picks you made here on the Even Money Podcast. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I did chop one game. We played the New England under the 55 and then came back and played the over. So I had to pay the vig on that one. But, yeah, it's always nice when the hard work pays off.
You texted me about the over-under as the weather was coming out on Sunday.
And a classic example, market timing, terrible weather forecast. We played under 55 early in the week, got as low as 49.5. And at that point, the weather actually, it wasn't perfect. It was very windy, but it improved. There was no precipitation. I myself played back over 50, and, you know, you get these great middles, super profitable, never has a chance. Game just flies over the total, as you predicted, I might add, back when we spoke last week.
You are up 4 units overall. I won 3 units in week 9. I'm still down 8 units overall. The Arizona Cardinals were a big winner for me. A lot to get to here in week 10. I think people are usually much more concerned with what we think for this week as opposed to how we did last week. But it is nice just to track it so you guys know that, yes, we know what we're doing and we're telling you how we're doing. By the way, I've said before, I think it's, you know, not very smart for people to bet on the NFL and to try to make a living from it. I do think, though, Steve, there's a real place for it for an entertainment value. You know what I mean? Like, if it's money that you can afford to lose and you enjoy it and it helps you enjoy the games a little bit more, I think it's great.
Yeah, I live close to a golf course, and I don't run out there and start screaming at someone for blowing $125 on greens fees. How could you be so irresponsible? The truth is, if you bet $100 on a random game, you're going to lose $4.54 if you just are using darts, because that's what the house take is on a straight-up bet. $4.50, that's a pretty cheap entertainment for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. That's a really neat way to look at it. All right, let's roll, Bri.
All right, Ross, let's start off with tonight. We got Cleveland at Cincinnati.
I'm showing the over-under at 44.5 points. I talked to Marvin Lewis this morning. Giovanni Bernard will not play for the Bengals. I don't know how much that actually hurts him with the way Jeremy Hill played on Sunday. Still no Jordan Cameron either for the Cleveland Browns. I think this is pretty much a toss-up game. I think if I were to pick a winner of the game, like I will tomorrow for the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, or actually I will on today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I'm going to lean towards Cincinnati to win the game. But given Cleveland 6 points, seems like a pretty nice number for me for the Browns. So I'm going to put 2 units on the Browns getting the 6 points from the Bengals.
And we're going to be up against each other. I got 2 units on the Bengals. A totally different team with A.J. Green playing. Excellent point that Hill has been so good, although I will miss Bernard. Obviously, he's broke the 90-yarder run against Jacksonville, so he is there. He can always explode at any moment. Cameron loss is big, but really, since Mack went out, Cleveland's gifted center, they cannot run the ball at all. 3 straight games where they've averaged 2 yards per rush, Ross, and those games were against the 3 worst teams in the NFL, Jacksonville, Oakland, and Tampa Bay. If you only get 2 yards per rush against them, the Bengals' defense has been a little down this year. They're not going to be able to run at all. I looked also towards the under slightly because of bad weather report, but you know what? Primetime football, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, games 22-6 to the over so far. At some point, you got to look at that and say, everyone's looking to make the big play on all these primetime games. I just don't think I can get there, but I'm certainly there with the Bengals.
All right, Steve, how about Dallas and Jacksonville? They're playing in London.
Yeah, and I really can't bet on this game yet because of the uncertainty of Tony Romo. I'm pretty sure he's not going to play. I show one number, so I guess you can bet it. Dallas is -6.5 at one book, so that's the only number that's available. Because I feel strongly that Romo isn't going to play. Without him, power ratings certainly make Jacksonville the play. I will take Jacksonville plus the 6.5 just for one unit at that one book.
I actually think, you know, based on the fact that he practiced today, I think he's going to play unless they're doing a great job, Steve, with the Jedi mind trick and trying to throw us off the scent. I actually think he's going to play in the game. And if he plays in the game, then Dallas, I think, is a pretty good bet, only laying 6.5. So I'll put one unit on Dallas. That's because I believe that he actually will play. So how about that, Steve? The first 2 games, you and I are going head-to-head on either side of the bet. Look out, Steve.
And I certainly agree with you. If Romo plays, -6.5 is cheap. Yes.
Ross, Miami at Detroit.
I like this game a lot just in terms of the matchup. You know, these are 2 teams that are looking to break through and get in the playoffs. They've both been playing well as of late. I never have a great feel for teams coming off a bye. You know, they can be rusty and come out sluggish, or they can come out raring to go. I'm going to put 2 units on the Miami Dolphins. I think the Miami Dolphins are going to win this game. They've won 4 out of 5. The 4 they won were by double digits. The 1 loss was that Aaron Rodgers fake spike game that the Lions, or that the Dolphins, really bungled. And you look at the Lions, I think Matthew Stafford is averaging 2 interceptions per home game the last couple of years, which is just an amazing stat if you think about it. And I know they're getting Calvin Johnson and Reggie Bush back. I get that. But they lost to the Buffalo Bills at home. They were very fortunate to beat the New Orleans Saints at home. So with the Dolphins getting 3 points, the total is 43.5. I don't see any value there. I am going to take the Miami Dolphins getting the 3 points for 2 units.
And I'm going to sit on the sidelines. I will say that Detroit without Calvin Johnson, he is Stafford's security blanket, 3rd and long. He can always chuck it up into double coverage, which he often does. So I think Detroit's defense is great. That's not a team I want to go up against with. Amazing what Caldwell has done. I thought he'd be a terrible coach, but that defense is playing out of their minds. I'm going to pass the game.
Steve, Kansas City at Buffalo.
Yeah, Kansas City is laying 1.5 to 2 points, and the total is 41.5. This is a game last year that Kansas City was undefeated, and Buffalo had them, even with Jeff Toole quarterbacking them, and Toole threw a 99-yard interception return touchdown, which turned the tide in the game. So very, very good spot for Buffalo. Still doing some research on this game. I am going to land on the under 41.5. Both teams very defensive, especially Buffalo, 5.1 yards per play, 4.9 against, And I expect Kansas City to keep it very vanilla. Two units under 41.5, please.
Wow. That's a really low over-under number. It's the lowest of the week, and you're still going under. Last week, it was really low for the Jets and the Chiefs, and they hit it. I mean, the final score is, what, 24-10? So they only went 34 points. So they were under last week. You're doing that again. I'm not going to touch this game. If I did touch the game, I'd probably put a unit on Buffalo, although I think Kansas City's going to win the game. So I'm not going to put anything on it. And I'd probably do the under as well if I had to put a bet, but I don't, so I won't.
Ross, San Francisco at New Orleans.
The Niners, man. Now, here's a little tidbit I got for you, Steve. I try to give you something that I think is interesting every once in a while. The 49ers, when they get into certain situations where they're really struggling, their answer has been to run the ball, and specifically to have Colin Kaepernick run the football. They try to limit the amount of designed quarterback runs. They don't want him to get hurt. They want him to last. But when they get into the playoffs the last couple years, especially last year, they unleash him running the football because they know that that's the toughest thing to defend and that that's their best weapon. And they kind of throw caution to the wind a little bit in terms of him getting hurt. I kind of feel like with Jim Harbaugh being on the outs after this year, he wants to win and have a good season and have options after this season. I think they're going to start to run Colin Kaepernick more. I think desperate times call for desperate measures. So I don't know how you can bet, Steve, if there's a prop bet for Colin Kaepernick's rushing yards, but I'm telling you, I think he's going to run a decent amount in this game. As for the line, I think the New Orleans Saints win the game probably by about a touchdown. They're laying 5. I don't feel good about that either way. 49 for the over-under probably sounds about right as well. I'd go under if I did, but I think the Niners are going to score more points than you think with Kaepernick running the ball. So I'm going to pass this game, but let me know if there's somewhere I can place a bet on Kaepernick's rushing yards.
Yeah, and there is. I won't be up until the day of the game. If you want to make that a two-unit play on Cap's rush yards?
Well, I don't know what the number is, but yes, I would. I'll take the over.
I'm sure it'll be whatever his season-wide average is. That's how they set these lines. They got too many to go ahead and do them. So if you wanted to grade it right now, if you want to have your analyst just take his average for the year, that will be what the opening number is. And I like that analysis a lot. And pursuant to that, I know that whenever San Francisco's on a losing streak, their defense also steps up. A lot of that could be they run the ball more and they give up very few points. Having said all that, Drew Brees and Sean Payton don't lose in the dome together. They have just had an incredible straight up and against the spread streak. I'll go ahead and play the Saints. I'm getting to it a little bit late. I actually did my videos at pregame.tv. This was my free play on New Orleans -4.5. Now we're laying 5. I'll still go with the two units on the Saints. Internal problems with San Francisco. Harbaugh is on the way out, and I think that locker room problems is causing a huge, huge rift with the team and with the Saints clicking. Remember those 3 losses on the road at Atlanta, at Cleveland, at Detroit, 2 minutes to go in all those games. The Saints had those games not won, but where they were a clear-cut favorite to win those games. If they go just 2-1 of those games, all of a sudden they're the number one seed in the NFC power rating-wise. I think the Saints roll.
Steve, how about the Tennessee Titans at the Baltimore Ravens?
Sure. Total is 44, and I'm showing 9.5 to 10. You could pick either one. Baltimore probably in a nasty mood. They've been very good at home. I don't agree with benching Locker and going with the LSU kid to quarterback. He looks terrible to me. My power ratings say Tennessee is a strong player. I refuse to do it. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'm passing this game as well. I think the Ravens win by double digits, probably around 10 points. That sounds about right. I don't like giving up that many points. I don't feel good enough about the Ravens to give 9.5 points to somebody, and I'm passing on the total as well.
Ross, moving on. It's Pittsburgh Steelers at the New York Jets.
Yeah, and this is an interesting one for me because my initial reaction was, oh boy, I'm putting 3 units on the Steelers. They're laying 5. The total number is 45.5. But I just wonder if the Jets, every once in a while, the Jets surprise you. And they have a credible performance. They play a lot better. And I wonder if it's an overreaction by me to what the Steelers have done the last couple weeks. But I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to put two units on the Steelers laying the 5 points. I'd be surprised they don't find a way to win by at least a touchdown.
And I'm going to reluctantly come in on the other side. I'm just going to play one unit on the Jets. And the reason being, a big part of the reason is that on Sunday, I bet Pittsburgh. I bet Pittsburgh -2.5 for quite a big bet, actually. And that was what at three straight home games where they looked great. I've seen this animal before. Now, people can argue, well, the Jets have only covered one game all year long. That game was against the Patriots where they played super inspired. This is as bad a spot as can be for the Steelers going on the road after those three straight home games, reading their press clippings about how suddenly they're good. And a big part of it's just line value here. I'm moving through the key numbers of 3 and 4. However, don't grade me at the 4.5 currently. I want the Jets Saturday night before we go to sleep. That's the number I want. I'm sure the pros will come in on the Jets on Sunday. Until then, I think this number keeps leaking up a little bit more.
Steve, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons at the Tampa Bay Bucks.
This is a good one to talk about. Good game, from a betting perspective. Power ratings-wise, say Atlanta should win this game, and that's why all the money has come on Atlanta. They open +1. They're up to -1.5. However, you don't get much better situational spots than you do on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers than you do here. Two terrible teams. Tampa is obviously worse. However, Tampa lost to these guys. They're down 56-0 on September 18th in the Georgia Dome. 56-0. If ever, Ross, maybe you can comment on this. If ever there was a time when NFL revenge matters, which it often doesn't, it would be a butt-kicking like that on national TV. I'm sure Tampa circled this one game as payback time. I will get their very best effort. I think they find a way to steal the game. Tampa for just one unit because they are awful.
Plus, they're going with Josh McCown, which I like. I think he's going to come in and actually play well in this game. He's healthy now. He's had a chance to sit for a while. I'm putting three units on the Bucs. So I guess, Bri, that is a best bet.
The best bet.
Speaking of best bet, you can make awesome bets by purchasing anything at PokerShop.com. They've got anything casino-related, anything poker related. They even have some awesome NFL licensed gear, college football licensed gear. I've told you before, I love the portable stools, bar stools, and portable bar they have that you can get collegiately licensed and be able to put at your tailgate, anywhere you set up a party or a bar. Pretty awesome. They got everything else you need. They've got reading material, DVDs for poker players that want to learn more about it. Anything you need for chips, checks, cards, anything you need if you're into poker, PokerShop.com is the place to be. You can use the code Ross at the bottom of the shopping cart and get a 10% discount. They also have an awesome website, BingoShop.com, for those of you that are into bingo, which I think is pretty fun as well. So a lot of good stuff there.
Ross, moving on, Denver Broncos at the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, it's hard to believe I'm doing this, but I won last week with the Raiders. I'm going to take them again. I know what history tells you, but 11.5 points is a lot. I think they'll find a way to keep it close. They'll probably lose by 10 points, but I think they'll keep it closer than that. I like two units on the Raiders at home. I also like three units on the over. The Broncos are laying at 11.5. The over-under number is 49. Broncos are going to score a lot of points. I think the Raiders might score some points. Even if this is just the same score as the Seattle game, 30-24, you hit the over. So I'm going over three units, Raiders two units.
I'm going to go ahead and pass this game. History says if you take any home team double digits, you're going to win. So history is behind you, Ross. I already had the Jets and the Bucks on my card. I got too many bad teams. I can't play Oakland here, but that would be the only side I would look to. I pass.
Steve, St. Louis at Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona laying 7. Might head to 7.5, but still 7. Total is 43. Phony win by the Rams, where they really should have lost to the 49ers. What has happened? The Ram offense, they have stayed under 300 yards, I think, three consecutive weeks. Arizona, what can you say? Bruce Arians, best coach in the NFL with Belichick. Loses half his defense. Does not matter. The team is playing out of their minds. I still only have them rated as, like, I think the 10th best team in the NFL, despite everyone else having them one or two now, seemingly. But Arizona is the type of team I don't want to be laying 7 with. So I'm going to reluctantly stay on the sidelines. But I might add, if there's one team I missed the boat on, and I should have been on more, it's the Arizona Cards this year.
And I'm going to pass this game. I think Arizona wins by about a touchdown. I think it's a pretty low-scoring game, and that's what the line is.
Ross, the New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm hesitant on this one. The Giants just looked awful on Monday night. Now they got to travel to Seattle on a short week. But then I look at it and think, well, the Raiders were right there until the end with the Seahawks. And are the Giants going to have a fourth consecutive bad game? The Giants are getting 9 points. The total is 44.5. I'm going to put just one unit on the Giants. I think they'll be able to keep it close because the Seahawks are struggling on offense, but I'm not real confident about it.
And I'm going to stay on the sidelines. I think I've overrated Seattle this year. Was reading some stuff and probably should have paid more attention to this. And I wanted to ask you about this, Ross. Russell Wilson, the feeling is that both Golden Tate getting shipped out and Percy Harvin was due to internal conflicts with their quarterback. Does that divide a locker room, and how much of an impact does that have on a team?
You know, it could. And I've never been around that situation, but that's a really, really interesting point, and there's a lot of rumblings about that right now.
Steve, Sunday Night Football, Chicago at Green Bay.
Sure. The game is Green Bay lays 7. Got to lay $1.15 to $1.20 right now, a couple 7.5. So if you like the Bears, you could get 7.5. Total 53. I am on the Packers for 2 units here. Of course, this is the game where Green Bay was rolling last year, and the Bears went ahead and broke Rodgers' collarbone, which basically ruined the Packers' season. They still wound up winning the division, amazingly, with him being out and them going 2-5-1 without him, I believe, or 1-5-1. But I think that he will remember that game. Green Bay owned Chicago completely. They always win against Chicago. 7 looks cheap to me. 2 units. Green Bay minus 7, lay $1.20 in this game.
I'm not touching this one. I think that the Packers probably win by about a touchdown. I think it's a high-scoring game, but I'm not going over 53.5. I'm going to have to, as Steve would say, reluctantly pass.
Ross, final game, Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, and I'll be there, and I'll be on the sideline covering the game for Westwood One. The Eagles are laying 6 points. Carolina has really struggled. Now, they did get some extra time for this game. Long layoff. They played last Thursday night. The total number is a 48. I'm going to put one unit on the over and one unit on the Eagles. I just don't know exactly what to expect with Mark Sanchez. I think he'll do pretty well, but I'm not confident enough to put more units than that on it. But I will put one unit on the over, which is 48, and one unit on the Eagles laying the 6 points.
And I've disliked Carolina all year long. All the absences on the offense, the defense has struggled. The problem I have here is I'm really not a player guy, but the Eagles lose, their quarterback on defense, their gifted linebacker, so he's out. And I don't like Sanchez at all. I watched the whole game, and everyone's saying, really good effort by Sanchez. I watched the game. He wasn't very good. He dumped the ball to Sproles on 3rd and 14, and he broke 3 tackles and kept getting first downs. So it was more of the playmakers of the Eagles bailing Sanchez out. He never threw downfield except for one time when he missed his tight end for what should have been a touchdown pass. So as far as the over, I'd worry about that because you're counting on Sanchez being more than a game manager, and I think he is just a game manager, which might be enough to cover. I'm going to go ahead and pass, but I will say 22-6 to the over Sunday night and Monday night and Thursday night this year. I don't want any part of the under.
Well, that'll do it for Week 10 in the National Football League here on the Even Money Podcast. There are 6 teams on byes. We've got 3 games left, 3 games less than we typically have. Maybe Steve can keep it rolling. What a week he had last week. We'll see. Makes me nervous, Steve. But I'm glad we do our bets, obviously, separately. I pick mine. You pick yours. We don't talk. And so that's the way it should be. You can follow Steve on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. I am at Ross Tucker NFL. Again, if you want to know exactly what's going on with this podcast and when it posts, all you need to do is follow at RTF Podcast. We love those of you that spread the word with a retweet or a like on Facebook, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Check out Steve's stuff on his Twitter handle or at pregame.com. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for downloading today's Even Money podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaton Podcast as well, all of which are available at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
Because sometimes you need a little fun with your sports.
It's not a sports show. This is a me show.
The Steve Zavid Show from Yahoo Sports Radio.
Sally, how soon before Scott's daughter Instagrams her?
Sports talk with fun and frivolity.
Are you out of your mind?
I mean, I'm not talking about a sports show.
God, I sound terrible, don't I? Oh, excuse me. Hello and welcome. Take three.
Listen to the Steve Zavid Podcast on Podcast One.
Just search Zavid. C-Z-A-B-A-N.
I got carried away. I'm very sorry.